Did you go see Katie?
No, I didn't go see her, but I've talked to her every day.
You kids are gonna kill us.
Yeah, I changed blood pressure now, and it's...
All right, good morning. Today is the 23rd day of February 2026. It is 9 a.m. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. Today present is myself, County Judge Lee LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Pattison, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. Today, as every day, we will begin with a prayer and move right on into the pledges of the American Texas flag. I lead the prayer today. Father, we come before you today, and we ask for your continued grace. We ask for your continued blessings upon this county that we live in. We thank you for allowing us to be born in the greatest country that has ever inhabited this earth, in the greatest state that inhabits the greatest country that ever inhabited this earth. I ask that you give us wisdom, and give us guidance, and give us all the grace that you can give us. It's all of these things we pray in your holy, precious, most sacred name. Amen.
Amen.
So the American flag, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We'll do the America, the Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Get started. You, for all the people on your page watching, at 9:30 a.m. this morning, I ask you to burn ban for all of Marion County, including the incorporated areas of the city of Jefferson.
8:30.
It's Monday. Item number one is consent agenda.
There were no manual checks, but just wanted to point out that Shannon and I both decided to do a small vendor pay on the 12th to Centerpoint for City of Jefferson and Mims. If we wanted to get a chance, there would be late fees.
I don't like late fees. Thank you, Madam Treasurer. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to accept and approve the consent agenda.
Second. Motion by Ashley, second by Pattison. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, our veteran service officer, Mr. Scott Stebbins, is going to provide an update for the court. Colonel Stebbins, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners, for hearing my veteran service officer report today. Just like to bring you all kind of up to date in Texas and veterans, okay? So the state of Texas for the last 2 years now draws more veterans than any other state to its locations. That's according to the VA and the Texas Veterans Commission. Marion County has approximately 872 veterans, and they bring into our county over $6 million. In compensation and pension from the federal government. Not only do our veterans bring in monetary support to our county, but they often volunteer and are engaged in civic activities. They contribute through economic contributions, through entrepreneurship and employment. They volunteer and are engaged with our community outreach programs within our community. And they often step into leadership roles throughout our community in business and public offices, just like Judge LaFleur, that is a veteran and former Navy veteran. And so want to bring up to how veterans are totally integrated into our community, and they do provide quite a bit to our community. The VSO plays a vital role in the process by supporting veterans and their families. We are accredited professionals. It takes approximately a year of training to get your veteran service card for the VA. Services are provided at no cost to the veteran in navigating the complex benefit systems for our veterans. The economic and practical impact is substantial and measurable. County veteran service officers handle between 75% to 90% of all VA claims. And studies show that our claims that are submitted are often achieve higher rates of success. We bridge the gap between earned entitlements and actual receipts for our veterans. So veterans that may not know how to go through the system, they may be entitled to services, and because they cannot do it properly, we help them get their benefits, okay?
And I don't want to interrupt you.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm going to. And Scott doesn't mean that in any derogatory manner. Good. A veteran can't sit down and fill out a piece of paper. But if you saw this piece of paper, it would take a team of people to get this thing filled out in the proper way. And Scott knows how to do that, and he does it well.
Right. So, yes, no offense to any veteran at all. I'm just here to assist and help. Moving forward, I would like to see the increase in awareness of the veteran service officer in the community. So I want to increase the awareness that people know that they do have us as a resource, that they can come and see us if they wish. By doing this, I've joined the American Legion and Veteran Service and the VFW to be their VSOs. So I help them, so they know I am available within the American Legion and Veteran Service and volunteer veterans of foreign war, excuse me. So, that being said, a lot of our veterans, younger veterans, are not joining those organizations. So, we need to engage our younger veterans. Now, the VA will not tell me who our veterans are that live here. I know that there's 872. I do get death notices of who they are, but that's all I get. And that's a little bit too late at that point, other than to help the widows. So I would like to increase awareness within our community. I would like to pursue ETCOG, and they have a veteran-friendly city program. And I believe the judge is a member of that organization. By doing so, that gets it out to the whole, not just East Texas, but now it's going to be available for all of Texas. So that will show we will be a veteran city, a veteran-friendly city to all of Texas. And I'd like to work with the community to bring more veterans to Marion County, and by being a veteran-friendly city, that will help our county as well.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you one more time. Gentlemen, I think Scott and I have discussed this, and I think we're going to pull the trigger and bring it back to you guys at a later date. But I think we're going to make the application to become a veteran-friendly county. We're going to be probably the first in Texas to do so. But we are going to make some good strides on that here in the upcoming. So
we'll need people's input from various parts of the city and the county.
Yeah, we got to get a packet together and get it to the governor's office.
Right.
It's kind of like when we did the grant. Mm-hmm. We got to go around and get letters, get community support, and show that our community is ready. Right. We're coming.
It's a community like healthcare, other aspects of the city, jobs availability, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a huge checklist here. Scott and I can knock that out.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate that. And then, of course, I'm going to continue to provide the best support for our veterans as possible. One of the things that we're doing is the VFW has found a home with the American Legion at the American Legion building, and we're going to rename that the Marion County Veterans Center. And we're going to, the 28th of February, we're going to have an open house for all veterans and their families. And we're going to have the Texas Veterans Commission and Camp V here to provide any additional benefits. I've been over to see Camp V, and they're an amazing place. And
pretty remarkable.
They do.
If you've never been, you should go. It's pretty remarkable.
They cover our area. So if you have any questions for me now or in the future, I'm in the office. All right. Thank you all, gentlemen. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Gentlemen, do you guys have anything you want to have?
Thank you.
Scott?
Thank you.
Scott?
Oh, I'm sorry.
As a veteran of the global war on terrorism, I want to thank you for everything you do for the veterans of this community. We are grateful to have a veteran service officer that is committed. I'll tell you this much about Scott. Scott's not a 8-to-5 guy. He doesn't come in here and collect a check and go to the house. Constantly, when he's in the office, there's people going in and out of his office, and I've been here almost 8 years. How long have you been doing this, Scott? 2, 3?
About 4.
So prior to that, I've been in the office just every day, just like I have been, and didn't really notice a lot of traffic, but there's a lot of traffic going into Scott's office. We appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. My whole, I've always had a heart for veterans, okay, and the military. So 22 years in the Marine Corps, never stopped. I got out, was at Tank Automotive Command, worked on the program for heavy armored trucks up there, and then moved down to CA, Texas. Did 4.5 years as a program manager, assisting with the logistics of the MRAPs down there. And then up here, when the judge was kind enough to approach me and ask me if I wanted to be the veteran service officer, that was right up my alley. So I love helping veterans in the military. So.
I don't think the colonel took a breath before he said yes.
That's true.
Thanks again. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you.
So there's no action taken on item number 2. We will move to item number 4, enter into the minutes, Marion County Constable Precinct 1, 2025 Racial Profiling Report. You got those in your book. You guys have any questions for Constableism? Stepped outside. Yeah, he's just standing outside the door. If y'all need him, I'll call him in. And there's no action taken on this. So, item number 5, entering the minutes, Marion County Constable Precinct 2, 2025 Racial Profiling Report. The constable is here. We'll answer any questions you guys have. Packets in your book. We'll move to item number 6. Enter into the minutes, Marion County Sheriff Department 2025 Racial Profiling Report. The sheriff is here if you guys have any questions. Hearing none, item number 7. Enter into the minutes, Marion County Attorney's Office 2025 Racial Profiling Report. Any questions on that? Hearing none, we'll move to item number 8. Discuss and take any necessary action on the purchase of a 2026 Dodge Durango through Dodge City Buyboard contract number 724-23 at the cost of
$57,118. I forgot to point those are
those are going to be purchased with a grant through Senate Bill 22. This isn't coming out of the general fund.
Sir, you good?
Yeah.
Sheriff, JR did tell me before we came over here that if you were to purchase a 2026 Dodge Durango for $57,118.00, that once it's delivered, he would like to take it on a joyride for Harrison County.
729 for the Friday.
We will put that on to work as soon as it gets there.
But he wants the lights and sirens and the radio.
I'll make a motion to purchase of the 2026 Dodge Durango through Dodge City Buy Board contract number 724-23 at a cost of $57,118.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Ashley, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9, discuss and take any necessary action on purchase of the 2025 Dodge Durango through Dodge City Buy Board contract number 724-23 at the cost of $53,093. Again, this is money being used from grant money. It's not coming from our general fund. And this one, Commissioner Webb wanted to drive. They were kind of arguing who gets to drive the new one, and JR pulled the
2026. He gets to do the 2025.
He pulled the superiority card.
Motion to take the action on purchase of a 2025 Dodge Durango through Dodge City Buy Board contract number 724-23 at a cost of $53,093.
Second. Motion by Ashley, second by Lee, all in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item 10, discuss taking any necessary action on additional line item transfers for fiscal year end 12/31/2025. I believe everything you need is in your packet. If you have any questions, our county auditor is in the room.
These are just other line item transfers after I've covered the bills that came in after December.
House cleaning measures, do not house cleaning. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to take the necessary action on additional line item transfers for the fiscal year end of 12/31/2025.
Second. Motion made by Ashley, second by Pattison. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Sheriff. You got two new cars. Item number 11, discuss and take any action on proposed revision to the application / permitting to install an entry culvert in the county road right of way ditch line. So Commissioner Lee approached me about placing this on the agenda. I think it's a great idea. Just a couple of words in there. We need to do something with it. On the permitting application, on number 4, it states Marion County will only provide one culvert per installation. Do you guys buy culverts for private people to put at the end of their driveway?
Do you?
Okay, we're going to omit the first sentence of item number 4. Marion County will only provide one culvert per installation, so we're going to take that out. Is that what you guys need?
Yeah, it's almost confusing the way it's worded. That
I'm ready to call the office to get my culvert.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's all. It's the installation of one culvert. It's not the one culvert.
Correct.
So we don't want to make it confusing for anybody to. Get us in a position.
So would it be better if we stated Marion County will only provide the installation of one culvert?
I think that would be a better way
to put
it. Instead of omitting the sentence. Marion County will only provide installation of one culvert per parcel?
Permit.
Marion County will only provide installation of one culvert per permit.
Correct.
Good deal. That's how we're going to do it.
That clears up the question of that, thank you.
Or one $300 permit, if we need to add that. It's only on there one time, up above.
Well, I don't know that we have to.
I will do that, because if we go up, then we just got to change that.
All right, just change that.
That's the way y'all like, and all I need is a motion.
We need to put it in there that we changed it to that?
Per, what the county judge said.
Okay.
Because it's on the record.
Yeah, okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the proposed revision to the application permit to install an entry culvert permit in the county road right-of-way ditch line per stated by the judge.
Second. Motion by Lee, second by Webb, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Looky here. Item number 12. Court is to enter into executive session pursuant to Government Code Section 551.071. Consultation of attorney concerning tax payment and hospital sales. The time is now 9:21 a.m. And the court is entering into executive session. If we would please clear the gallery. Session. We met with the county attorney to discuss tax abatements and hospital sales. We are now in open session for the county commissioner's court. We will move to item number 13, discuss and take any necessary action on executive session concerning tax abatements and hospital sales. I think the best way to do that, gentlemen, is we're going to break that into two. We're going to start with the hospital sale. So we learned a whole lot. Got a real estate contract for the hospital property with Pexium Health Systems here. Gentlemen, do you guys have any questions, concerns, anything you want to discuss in open session about this contract?
If not, I'd like to make a motion to approve the county judge to sign this contract and the supporting documents.
Okay, so we had Commissioner Ashley and Lee voted in the affirmative on the hospital sale contract.
Yes, sir.
Paul, excuse me. See, there it is. Boom, you pick it on me, man. Picking on me back. So the motion was made by Commissioner Ashley, and the second was by Commissioner Webb. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none. Any opposed of this motion? Hearing none. Motion carries that we approve the county judge to sign the hospital contract and any supporting documents thereof that contract. The second portion of business is tax abatements. We have some general guidelines that I would like to, they're already posted on the county website. If you'd like to see those, they're out there. I say that we pass this to our next meeting for the tax abatements. I would like to have some sort of a public hearing to hear the public's stance on it, on the tax abatement process. So I make a motion that we table the tax abatements and bring it up with a public hearing in our next regular commissioner's court meeting. And that is a motion.
Second.
Motion by myself, I'll have to write two L's and one L, so that Sandra knows the difference. Motion by myself, second by Lee, any, or all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Table the tax abatement guidelines. Item 14, discuss taking necessary action concerning water and sewer infrastructure, House Bill 500, direct appropriations project. We have nothing to report, so no action taken on item number 14. Item 15, discuss taking necessary action on updates regarding the hospital district. Gentlemen, the only thing that I would like to express to you in an updated form is that two items ago, we went ahead and passed that we'd signed that contract. So other than that, I have no action taken on item number 15. Shannon, you got anything?
Yes, number three.
Do we still need to?
If you'll skip it.
We did.
Can we cut off the utilities for number 15 for the hospital, or do we still need to wait till it's like completely done?
I won't wait till it's done.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to ask.
If you can, you did not do anything with number three.
Item
you
number can go three, back discuss to taking necessary action on the primary election resolution for March 3rd, 2026 and May 26, 2026, joint primary runoff election that will be needed. So with that, we've previously done that. That slipped in on the agenda, so I'd like to make a motion that we remove that, and no action is to be taken on item number three that has not further, or that has not previously been taken. So
thank
item
you.
Number three, we're going to remove that. I just need a second.
Second.
Motion made by myself, second by Commissioner Ashley. All in favor? Any opposed? Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Patterson. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion to adjourn. Carries. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Numerous hearings to get to. JR, can I have a piece of paper that I gave you?